Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, my talkers, 4 o'clock on a Monday, a nice short holiday week. We got to love that. Happy Turkey Day coming up to all of you. Lori and Julia are here to take you into this 4 o'clock hour. So sit back and enjoy the show, guys.
Can I tell you how crazy the grocery stores are?
Oh, I bet.
Oh, with Thanksgiving.
It's the holiday week.
I know, but I went yesterday and I thought I'll get there at 9:30.
I'll be early and plan ahead.
Smart.
I'll be early.
No, not early enough.
Still pretty busy. And I was running around with, you know, fresh green beans, grain cracker pie crust, because I'm making my dad a banana cream pie, but I'm too lazy to make the crust on its own when Keebler makes a very nice one.
Beautiful. Sure.
Got the last two packages of banana pudding. So all you pie makers out there who think no one wants banana pie, banana cream pie for Thanksgiving.
We love it.
We love it. We love it. But I got the last two banana puddings and I'm running around. I can't find the damn French fried onion. Now, to me, those should be an end cap at Thanksgiving.
I would agree with you, Lori. It should be the beans, the mushroom soup, and the I agree, fried onion. It should be an end cap.
At Thanksgiving time, along with, you know, other things. But anyway, I finally found them. They're in a new plastic container. It's not that kind of cardboard cylinder thing anymore. And
they started that last year.
Is that when they started
they did,
that?
Because I made them last year for something.
And then I got the last, like, four handfuls of string fresh green beans.
Well, Lori, they come in every day, I bet.
Maybe they do, I mean, it was...
So it was already early in the morning. It was, so people, buyer beware.
Wow. Yeah. And I know some people use frozen.
Yeah.
But your brother, my husband, informed your other brother. He asked, by the way, is it okay if I bring... five more people.
I thought you were gone for
I'm going to Thanksgiving to be with my dad.
I thought you guys were both
Casey
gone.
Casey is staying because, you know, your mom and his daughter is coming home. And we've spent Thanksgiving apart because I kind of have a tradition.
I didn't know this at all. I totally thought that you guys were all gone.
No.
Because then I upped because I felt bad. So I just said, I'll do Christmas Eve then because I've done it every year, it feels like.
Yeah.
And I thought,
we're gone at Christmas. Yeah. You can't keep up with this family and all the people. So Casey says to your brother, is it okay if I bring five more people? And, of course, John was like, well, I haven't gotten the turkey yet, but you're going to need to bring a couple of things.
Of course.
So Casey's like, what can you make for me to bring to my brother's house?
And for five people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. But everybody's bringing something, and I'm making deviled eggs, bringing rolls, and making the green bean French fried soup, cheesy, because people love that or hate it.
But the people love your salad.
I'm not there, and I'm not making a salad. Someone else can make the damn good salad. I'm making a banana cream pie because they cannot be found.
God. You're so funny.
And that's all my dad wants. You know, his taste buds are all shot to you know what with the chemo and pudding and popsicles are saving him right now. They taste good. So I thought
and
I can
cold and think of how good it feels going down your throat.
And if you're doing a shortcut pie,
popsicle sounds so good to me.
Doesn't
right
it?
Now for
you should get
it
for your throat.
My throat is just killing me. That sounds so good.
Banana popsicle, Lori, root beer.
That sounds so
doesn't
good.
It?
Oh my,
okay.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, beware.
Well, you know,
have your list and prepare to run around like a mouse in a maze.
Because there's a lot of people.
Parchment paper. Oh, slivered almonds. I mean, nothing is. But the creamers are out, and the pumpkin spice and the peppermint mocha, but no gingerbread creamer.
I quit those like 2 years ago.
I'm also in love with the coconut cream.
Oh, I just quit all that.
Yeah. Anyway, did we hear from a listener in Chattanooga? Did anyone check their email?
Oh,
You know, Chattanooga had the big party for Leslie Jordan
yesterday.
You're
hysterical because Lori gave a shout out for everyone who...
Going to Chattanooga and our Chattanooga listeners.
Because so many people were there this weekend.
Hey, this looks like a good time, though.
Listen to this. So he was laid to rest in a private family service in Chattanooga, but 2,000 fans attended the Love, Light, and Leslie Memorial at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium. And, you know, Leslie died from a heart attack in a car crash.
So sad. Excuse me.
Will you just turn off your mic for a while? You're coughing. You're yawning.
Best I can do. I'm trying. Yeah,
but, I mean, you can just turn it off if you feel any more sounds coming up. But all the money benefited the Kempa Community Care, and people were just, you know, so appreciative because he started all of his hunker downer. Videos on Instagram from Chattanooga. So anyway, people were very happy, and he was always around, and his sister from Call Me Kat, that actress, she was there. And anyway,
but
I can't believe we haven't heard from any of our Chattanooga listeners. Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder was buddies with Leslie Jordan.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah. And Bo Bridges and Delta Burke paid tribute to him, and they were there. And Emerson Collins was there, and just a lot of people were there. But I guess our Chattanooga people are busy making banana cream pies and didn't have time to email that they went to it. And people are not happy about Qatar and the cowardly hypocrisy that sucked the joy out of the World Cup.
I've got stuff on that in randoms. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. It's cool. It is wrong.
I won't even watch it.
Yep. Yeah.
It's not even so wrong.
But isn't that too bad? Like, here it is, the big World Cup, the big thing. And then
sold their souls.
Oh, yeah.
FIFA did. FIFA sold their souls.
Did anyone watch that documentary yet?
I haven't watched that yet, Grant, the FIFA documentary.
No, I haven't. I know most of the whole story behind it. One of these days, I'll sit down and watch it.
But FIFA Uncovered is the name
of it.
Yeah, FIFA, yeah.
I subscribe to the LA Times now.
Oh, boy. Good for you, Jules.
And I read an entire story yesterday, and it's so gross what they do to their citizens over there. It's so gross how they feel about the LGBTQ community.
Homosexuality is against the law.
Yeah. They have indentured servants who made $1.75 an hour building those 12 stadiums.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They treat people like crap.
Yep.
They're stealing from people on the streets. They lied and said they'd serve beer because it's supposed to be a fun party for
Budweiser
people.
Budweiser paid them $100 million, yep. I think, to have the right to sell beer there. And then they said 2 days before, no.
I just think everyone should protest on such a big level. And of course, you know, Elon Musk is doing it all live on Twitter. Yeah, I wonder how that's going for him.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know.
It's pretty bad how they treat their people, and it's...
And then, of course, we were devastated.
And that people expected a different outcome from what they've told us who they are.
For years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And then it was devastating, the Colorado Springs, the nightclub shooting at Q.
Horrible.
It was heartbreaking. Do you know there were 6 mass shootings last month? That's how inured we are to it. Yes. We're just
yeah.
Another one.
I remember Columbine. That was the first one I remember when my mom came and told me about that. And it's like now it's like every other, few weeks.
It's horrible.
So sad. But I mean, they were targeted. And, you know, this I just think of all of our wonderful, clubs. Friends, and it could happen anywhere. Yes. It just really is. It makes us sick. And thoughts and prayers aren't enough.
Yeah.
We need some sensible gun control like yesterday. All right. Listen, we come back. It's time. Thank you, Grant, for the random thoughts.
Notice that, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right, everybody. 46 years ago today, where were you? The year was 1976.
Play me a song.
Play me a song. Rocky opened in New York.
Oh,
that nice. Remember seeing that in a theater? That was a great movie.
Went with my high school hockey boyfriend.
Look at you.
The goalie from Duluth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we went parking on Skyline Boulevard afterwards. I was so inspired because I was like, I love
this. This is so fun. There you go.
Thanks, might have been the night that the cop knock, 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 shown the flashlight in, What are you kids doing? Making out.
Right. Thank God.
Right.
Playing cards. Okay, so this seems like a duh, and I can't believe it hasn't happened already. But, you know, all the seatbelt testing and everything that we've been seeing going on over time, the crash testing, what's the safest car to get, where are the airbags, blah, 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 blah. Well, they've had a male dummy. They've had children dummies. They've had a moose dummy, mm-hmm. but they've never had a female body mannequin dummy.
Really?
And you think about where a seatbelt would hit a woman's breasts or her, you know,
just the smaller frame.
The smaller frame and how the seatbelt, like, because I'm super short, how it just basically decapitates my neck if they did before they had those things on the side. Mm-hmm. You could raise and lower them. But so they finally, a Swedish team of engineers has developed dummy based on a female's body.
Wow.
So I think that is, wow, that took a long time. Mm-hmm. And for people who are going to other people's houses for Thanksgiving, what to bring and what not to bring.
Okay,
so according to an etiquette expert, his name is Steve Boyd. If you ask, what can I bring? And the host says nothing.
Don't believe him.
No.
What?
Believe them, because they don't want to have to serve your version of green beans. Mm. Bring them a bottle of wine. Bring them something they can use at another time, a candle and a hand towel.
Bring
them a bottle of booze. Bring them something else that they don't have to serve your crappy dish that they didn't want anyway.
Love it.
Call people's
dishes
crappy.
Well, I'm just saying,
because
this happened at my sister's house. You know, I've spent Thanksgiving there many, many years. And one year, we had our Christmas hijacked by the people who did the wood with the thread. Remember, Lori?
I thought that was the Thanksgiving. Thread trees.
It was Thanksgiving. I meant Thanksgiving. But their mom had to bring her favorite dish to share, which took up all of the oven space.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
so
I get that.
You really need to listen. When they say don't bring anything, they don't mean don't bring me a present. They mean don't bring any food that you expect me to serve at this meal.
I always bring wine. It's a go-to.
Wine.
Always.
Wine is perfect.
Yep.
But, you know, anything else. But don't bring a dish, because then they feel forced to serve it.
Yes.
And they might not have room. They don't have the oven space, blah, blah, blah. So listen.
And I always think if you do bring something, it comes, it's already cooked. It's in a warming thing.
Yes.
Don't bother with them.
But if you have been asked to bring something,
of course,
then bring it in like
it's
something.
Done. It's
done.
Good to go. You don't have to make it at their house.
Right.
Use their chopping boards.
Right.
It's all done.
It's all
and
done
ready to go.
And ready. You've cooked it at home. 100%. And you've kept it warming.
100%. This is a little Red Bull alert. I learned this many, many years ago at the State Fair when I drank two Red Bulls back to back and almost passed out.
Oh, no. Yeah.
When we were doing our State Fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
The year we lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And according to a doctor, a guy couldn't believe how sick he was getting. But doctors examined him after he drank so much Red Bull. And he had acute pancreatitis caused by large quantities of sugar and caffeine and other chemicals in those drinks at the same time. And what was happening is his pancreas was essentially digesting itself. So don't
that
do...
painful.
This is what people who are also big drinkers will get.
Oh, pancreatitis.
Yes, pancreatitis is very...
Matthew Perry had this.
Yes.
Yeah. My dad quit drinking because of two bouts of pancreatitis when he was in his 40s.
Yeah. It's incredibly painful.
Incredibly painful. I remember going seeing him in the hospital and I'm like, Zipper, you're going to have to stop drinking. Well, if that's what it is. And then he got out and then he went back. And then he was like, that was it. No more drinking.
It's usually the cause that I have a friend my age. He was 36 and all of a sudden went to the hospital. We couldn't figure out what's going on. He has pancreas and he's not a big drinker, never was, but he just had some sort of autoimmune thing
that was attacking,
but gave him pancreatitis. So he lives with this.
Painful.
I mean, he has to take special pig enzymes every time he eats.
Wow.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
For so we can digest certain fats. It is a painful thing if you ever have it. I feel for anyone who has it. Oh, man.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Now, I thought this number was a little high, and I'm curious what you guys think about this, but a bad gift is a deal breaker for about 35%, over a third of people in a new relationship.
Really?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. If they didn't get a good gift from someone, they'd break up with them. This is new relationships.
Yeah, because it's a new relationship, unless you've been dating 3 months.
You're right.
No, we're talking, this is 10, this these people have been dating.
For how long?
They've been dating 7 and 10. They said they won't give them a gift till they've been dating for 7 months. I was already married in 5. My God.
Well, I know, but
yeah.
God. 3 months till you're... boyfriend, girlfriend.
I remember our first Christmas together. We had been together for about 8 months, and we really went overload on everything for each other, and we loved it. But then we looked at each other after that, and we're like, let's start saving money. But you're right. Our first one, we had to make an impression. We felt like...
get something good.
Yeah, you're right. But after that, now we're just like, let's take it easy till we have some money. But yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yeah, because what if like somebody gets you like something really stupid, like a zip-up velour robe from a guy?
Oh, Lori, look at, she's bringing an old baggage right now.
I know, but I mean, you know, like, what?
You could have got me a beautiful robe from a lure in a barrel.
Right, get me a nice, get me beautiful. A pretty robe. Get me something sexy and beautiful, but a zip-up velour robe, that's for your mom.
Oh, God. That is like a nightie.
That's not a good present, gentlemen.
No,
you're right. You're right about
that. A handheld vacuum for a new girlfriend or a new boyfriend is not a good present.
No.
But if the vacuum could have an end on it.
That's light?
That was a vibrator?
No. that was as small as a toothpick and sucked as hard as the hardest sucking vacuum in the world.
For windowsills?
For windowsills, window in for those bloody gnats.
I knew it.
I think that would be a win. I'm just saying.
No, that's something
if
you
it
buy
had
yourself.
A toothpick at no, the end of it no. that could suck as hard as the hardest sucking vacuum.
It's like buying your dad grilling equipment in December. It is a lazy gift.
People grill all year round.
I'm just saying it's a lazy
gift.
Well,
what else do you buy your dad? You used to buy your dad motorcycle stuff in December. Was that lazy?
No, because he's always putting.
And then
stuff
the men
on.
Who get grilling stuff in December, they don't want it. But
not
your
really.
Dad wanted his.
How would you feel if I got you? Well, or if your significant other got you like a crock pot?
No.
Nobody wants cooking utensils.
That's different.
No, it isn't. It's the same category.
Yeah.
It's no thought. What
so? Okay, so Grant, maybe someday you'll tell us what do men want for the Christmas because they're so hard to buy for.
Well,
you're terrible.
Yeah, that's true. We just buy what we need. So what you need to do is catch us at the right time when we're about to buy something and say, hey, don't buy that. Mm-hmm. Let me buy it right now and I'll pull it aside and give it to you at Christmas. That's really the best way
like
to
that.
Do it.
It's
because we buy everything we need. It's terrible.
It's true.
We're horrible.
I know.
It's
really
tough for you guys. It's
I'm
tough.
Like a man, too. I buy everything I want when I want it. And then people are like, what can I get you? And I'm like,
nothing.
I'll buy everything
anything.
I want.
I know. Well, it is the truth. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm busy filing a complaint.
Lori's complaining.
I just got my pink tickets.
Oh.
But they added on. Tell everyone what happened.
The box for insurance automatically checked, and I got charged $50 for insurance.
Nope.
I'm not paying that because the ticket fees were $50 a ticket.
No.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that is just, it makes me so mad.
No, it's...
You should be able to get that back.
But I'm just saying, it's just so ridiculous how much extra money is being charged.
And they automatically checked it for you.
They automatically, and I checked no, and then it automatically, when I went back up to acknowledge consent that I agreed to the ticket price, the insurance thing automatically checked. So people might want to look
good
at their Taylor tickets last week and see if they got charged.
Oh, that's true, Laurie.
Because I mean, if they don't, you don't lose anything if they cancel. I mean, I'm not going out of town to see this show.
Sure.
Or whatever. But yeah, that really made me mad.
Oh, they just can continue find ways to kind of just...
Yeah, they're in bed with Alliance Insurance, which I bought them before for travel stuff.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had them for cell phones, too.
Yeah, right. Right. But that's a little different than going to a Pink concert on Thursday night here at home.
Exactly. You know, in Hollywood world. Yes. So I went and saw a movie with a friend yesterday. We went and saw She Said.
And
well, we both really liked it. And it is about Megan Toohey and Megan Cantor. Jodi Cantor, the two New York Times journalists who helped expose Harvey Weinstein's decades of sexual harassment and assault. And the film has strong reviews, awards buzz, but nobody is going.
Yeah, only 2.3 million and it didn't even crack the top five.
It basically bombed. It made 2 million in 2,000 theaters.
Ooh.
There were, in our theater at Rosedale, there were probably a dozen people.
I don't want to see this right now.
You know what? And that's what people are, it's a
tough... No desire.
This chief analyst with Box Office Pro said it's a tough sell. People are looking for escapism. Right now, even adult audiences are looking for something that takes them away from reality. And so She Said has joined company with other movies that have collapsed on audience indifference. Tar, a drama about sexual harassment in the world of classical music, has eked out not even 5 million, and that's been out 7 weeks. Armageddon Time, a coming-of-age film, that's managed...
No, horrible name. We already agreed.
Triangle of Sadness, a satirical look at the 1%. That's made 4 million.
Yeah.
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Inisherin or whatever. Yeah.
And Till have done slightly better. 8.5 million for Till and 7 million for the Banshees. I know a couple people have saw the Banshees. Hated it.
Seriously.
And
they made it sound like it was going to be... Inisherin, the Banshees, with Colin Farrell and what's his name.
But
really, did anyone...
It was really, really good.
Sure.
And even though we know how it's going to happen, it's hard to make, you know, journalism, sending emails and typing look exciting. But it's such a searing look at the blatant abuse of power. We really liked it, and I was glad that I saw it in the theater.
But remember when Bombshell came out and you had no desire to see it?
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Well, that's because of the time with Fox and Trump and all
of
that.
But right now, She Said feels like heavy, and it feels like...
It's already happened. So
it's the same, to me, kind of the same timing thing. Like, I have no desire.
Maybe, but I recommend it. I thought it was really good. The actors Zoe Kazan and Carey Mulligan are just fantastic. Patricia Clarkson is in it. And it's just, it's jaw dropping to just think about how long and the way the system is set up with these NDAs and how no one's
talking about.
So we really liked it. But what I really loved was that there were eight previews, you
guys. That's what are we excited about? What's coming out?
It's that time of year.
Yes.
And, there were several movies that looked really good. The one that looks the best is a movie called Empire of Light. It's directed by Sam Mendes, which is Kate Winslet's ex-husband. Olivia Colman is in the movie.
What was it called again?
Empire of Light. It's set at a rundown movie theater in southeastern Britain in the early 1990s. And it's the kind of, according to the plot from the Toronto International Film Festival where it debuted, The Empire of Light is the kind of movie, or The Empire, that's the name of the movie theater, is the kind of movie house you don't see too often anymore, and framed by bright lights and beautiful marquee. And Hillary, played by Olivia Colman, she opens the theater every morning. She oversees the concession stand. Her manager, Colin Firth, playing not a great guy. And it's just a gloomy routine that she has over and over. And then this new employee comes in, and it just looks wonderful. He's a black guy, and that was racism rampant, you know, in 1980 Britain. And it's based on director Sam Mendes's life. So he wrote 1917 and Skyfall.
Yep, yep.
And it's inspired by his mother, but he said, you know, the Olivia Colman is not his mother. He said, I'm an only child, and I grew up with my mom, and my mom suffered from mental issues. So there's a lot of stuff from this movie, but it looks absolutely fantastic.
Romance Travel. You know what I want to know? It does look good, Lori. I want to know if anyone saw the menu this weekend.
Don't know.
My friend didn't want to go see it, and she said
it looked absolutely too
good. If anyone called, 651-641-1071. I'm curious about that one. This looks good, though, Lori. Reviews are kind of all over on it.
Empire of Light.
Yeah.
Well, it looked really good. The menu, a horror comedy set in the world of fancy food, did okay. It did $9 million.
It did. I'm curious.
But people love horror movies. Smile, Barbarian. Yeah. So it skews younger.
Were there any other fun?
Well, the other one that looked really, really good is Jim Parsons has his first movie role. And it's a movie called Spoiler Alert. And the film is based on a true story. And it just looks absolutely fantastic.
That's cool, because with Jim Parsons, I always felt like he was going to be so typecast. He's Sheldon, right, in Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, he's a tall, skinny, kind of nerdy guy. Yeah.
Yes.
I thought he would be so typecast from that role that I couldn't picture him in many other things, so this is cool.
He plays this gay man who's uncomfortable in his skin, kind of. His bedroom is full of Smurf and Disney, and he's not really had a relationship. And he meets this guy who just thinks he's just the bee's knees. And anyway, it's a true story. I think it's also based on a memoir. I won't give you any spoiler alert.
Cool.
That is the name of the movie, and you can see just from the trailer. But it looks that looked really wonderful.
Nice.
But after, I mean, 8 trailers, those were the only two that I can remember, because there were so many trailers. And I think saw the new Ant-Man.
I was going to say, that's the one I saw, and it looks good.
It looks good. Michelle Pfeiffer in a silver wig.
Right?
My gosh.
Yeah. Michael Douglas.
Well, he was in the first two.
Yeah.
I've never seen an Ant-Man.
Looked good.
They're fun. They're a fun, adventurous movie that you don't have to, they're not like caught up in the whole Marvel world.
Yes.
That you can go and enjoy it. And you've got Paul Rudd, who's Evangeline Lily, you know, it's just a great cast that looks like a lot of fun.
Did look good, I have to say.
Yeah, and that starts the first phase of the new Marvel, phase 5. So that's the first movie of this new Marvel series that we're getting into. So a lot of us are stuck.
The other movie that the trailer is absolutely chaotic. It was the full trailer, Babylon.
Damien
Chazelle, who did La La Land.
Yeah, no. A lot going on in that trailer.
A lot going on. Cannot make sense of it at all. I've read a few reviews here and there. I think that's going to be a movie that the critics love and the audience doesn't.
Right. Yeah, I could see that.
Remember, I want to get excited about a movie. I can see where you're like, come on.
Yeah, and there was, I wish I had taken, there was one other movie that looked like a scary movie that Grant and I would like, but you wouldn't. And it's these two guys and their daughter, and they're off to spend a week in the woods spend over the holidays. And these four people come to the door with all kinds of like medieval looking killing devices, and they said, you have to make the decision. We're at the end of the world.
Right.
I almost want to say it's like from the guy who did The Cabin at the End of the Woods.
Oh, no, Lori, that was a book. That was a horrible book that we read.
And it was also a movie.
It became
a movie.
I'll never forget when I came in to work that day. I'm like, why did we just waste all of our time on the most horrible book
in
the world?
But that trailer looked good. Too, Grant.
Yeah, I know what
you're... I can't think of the name of the movie, but it had like one of... some kind of a, you know, longer title.
Yeah,
but
I'm looking it up, trying to find it. I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I saw it too when they did. They had it in front of Wakanda Forever too. Looks good.
I was just happy just to see 8 trailers because, you know, I love talking through trailers.
Which drives me crazy.
But you can talk during trailers.
That is rules.
That's accepted. Just like...
Very true.
Since we're going to be traveling, let me just give everyone the middle seat etiquette rule.
You get both armchairs. You get both armrests.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Both armrests belong to you if you're in the middle because the window person has the window.
And the aisle person
can lean a little bit over.
You get both.
Appreciate that. Both armrests. Right. Thank you very much. All right. We'll be right back.
All right, honey. I've got one for you.
Okay.
Lisa Rinna is, someone asked her apparently, and she is open to working with anyone on the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and that includes Kathy Hilton.
Well, you know, Lisa is just, in her words, she likes to own everything, and last night on Bravo on Watch What Happens Live, they showed some outtakes of different panels. And Lisa Rinna so proudly sat down in the interview, said to her, how do you feel about getting booed by the whole audience? She said, I gave him the finger and you know you've made it. And I thought, no, Lisa Rinna, that's not how you know you've made
it.
Are you going to the school of Kanye West thinking?
Yeah, I almost died.
This is so delusional.
Almost died.
Yeah.
That she was so proud of that.
I would not feel like I'd made it if I booed and that I got to give my audience of fans, Bravo fans, the finger and think you've made it. I know she's a soap opera actress and people love playing villains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone can like feeling that way. No, so she's just trying to put on a good face over it. And she's hoping she's not going to go the way of Ramona.
Right.
Where the fan outcry was so loud.
Exactly.
But you know what? The thing with Ramona, too, is that, and even Lisa's gotten this way, it's like they've gotten all their worst impulses have been heightened and have sharpened, and they're even worse than they were the previous season.
I would agree.
You know, they're like, I get such a, you know, people are talking about me. I'm going to be even more.
It's gross what happens to the social media head of these Bravo celebrities.
Because they
believe their own hype.
They do. And if you believe the good, you have to believe the bad. So Lisa always is on the thing about him owning it, but I don't believe her. Okay, now Ava Mendez was on Aussie TV. She was on Channel 9 today to talk about her charity work and her fabulous sponges.
Well, they're down under because he's filming The Gray Man.
The Fall Guy, yeah.
The Fall Guy,
yes. The follow-up to The Gray Man, yes. And she said this. They said, how are you liking being down under? She said, everyone is so welcoming here, and my husband Ryan is here, and we are having the best time.
Uh-oh.
And this comes on the heel of last Friday in Instagram, where you saw on her wrist, it said, De La Gosling,
which is I married Ryan Gosling. I don't know what that means.
Well, of the Gosling, maybe it's a way of how they do
it. How lovely.
Well, you know, these two have been, have they or haven't they tied the knot since
for years?
2016.
It's a long time.
They have 2 daughters together. We've seen 0 gray sweatpants on either one of them. They've been living together since 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're married.
Big deal. Yeah.
What's the difference in age with those guys?
I think she's maybe 5 years older than he is.
You think that much?
A little bit older.
She's a little bit older than he is. Not any kind of a, you know, like a generational thing where either of them has to explain anything to the other.
Yeah, I wonder. I'm
well, she's 48 and he's 42. So, yeah, 6 year difference.
Years, yeah.
Good for him. Getting a little bit older and getting some wise. Good
yes.
Yes.
And yeah. No, it says Day Gosling.
Oh.
Day Gosling.
So I think we've known these two have gotten married and we just didn't bug them about it.
Or care.
Good for
or care.
Him.
Or care.
Good for her. I'm
yeah.
Good for
I would
both
care
of them.
A little bit. It would bother me that my man would be, we got to be all quiet about this.
Oh, that would bug me to death.
Oh, yeah.
That would bother me.
Right, but maybe she was the one who said, we got to be quiet about this. I don't want it out there.
Be followed or whatever.
Right, maybe yeah. It's her.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
two beautiful people doing beautiful things. I'm okay with
that's
it.
Right. Now, Cheryl Burke has quit Dancing with the Stars uh-oh. After 26 seasons as a professional dancer. She did take like 2 seasons, 2 years
yes,
off.
Yes, she did.
But she basically is quitting because she was she revealed that she wanted to be asked
to have Len Goodman's job because he's
leaving.
Publicly said he's leaving last Monday night.
Yeah.
And I think good
why
for
wouldn't
her.
They hire
I don't know why they wouldn't hire her.
She is a fan favorite. That is messed up on the part of Dancing with the
so
Stars,
too.
But maybe they don't know where it's going next.
Right, and maybe she get. It sounds to me like she kind of gave an ultimatum. I mean, her body, the wear and tear on her body is real. She had so many number one mirror ball champions, you know?
She said on a podcast that the people in the know have been well aware that she would love to judge. Remember,
right.
Julianne Hough got to judge for a yeah. couple seasons.
Right.
Derek is a
full-time judge.
Full-time judge. Why not have Cheryl Burke, who's danced
people
with...
People know her.
The people, she's probably the best-known
dancer.
For woman
besides
dancer,
like
for
Val,
sure.
That was still
for,
dancing.
For woman.
Yes.
She's the best-known woman dancer.
100%. There's not even anyone...
We're outraged on her behalf, but now that Bob Iger is back as the CEO of Disney, maybe he's going to make the decision to put this show
back
on ABC.
Yes, yes.
Where yeah. it belongs, not on Disney Plus.
Like, that's a big move.
So the new dude, the interim CEO, their stock prices dropped by 41%.
He wasn't an interim. He was the CEO.
Yeah.
He was
he really,
2 years of doing
he messed
disaster.
Up the Scarlett Johansson thing.
Disaster.
Yeah, he really
he
was.
Moved this ABC show that
to
was
Disney Plus.
That was a 12 million audience on ABC network television to a streaming when the audience of the show is skews older.
Yeah, yep. And doesn't want to stream Disney Plus because they don't care.
Was he a part of the whole like that problematic situation when it came to the political side of things at Disney
yeah.
was doing.
Yes. The new guy was he yeah. didn't stand by the LGBT community.
Yes.
Which is a huge part.
So they finally made the right move to dump yeah. this guy.
Yes, yep. They dumped him. And anyway, so I hope that maybe, you know, this is the finale. Airs tonight on Disney Plus, the Dancing
Wayne
with
Brady
the Stars.
Is up against I don't know who.
And you know what? He was... excellent as the host of AMAs last night.
He was great.
Wayne is a talented...
Do you think he's going to win tonight?
I think so. I don't watch it, but I just give my...
I can't remember.
I'll look.
I thought it was the TikTok chick and...
I love Wayne Brady.
Same. I do too.
We met him on Whose Line Is It Anyway, which is ending after this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's talented.
So maybe Bob Iger will change some things and he'll like
Disney
realize
back.
This is kind of silly not to lose somebody like
she's a name brand.
Name brand. Exactly.
Her name is affiliated with Dancing with the Stars.
Now, when I say to you classic Friday night dump, what am I talking about?
Oh, Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles.
Breaking up.
Love it.
Letting us know via people. After 5 o'clock on
yeah.
a Friday.
I almost texted you guys on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
We died.
Yeah.
Lori, I told her she was right.
Yeah.
The minute he goes overseas, Lori says this is done.
The minute this tour is over in LA, it's over. I'm surprised it lasted because it was like it's been chilly since Venice. Let's be honest.
Oh.
And Olivia did go to the Governor's Award, which we posted that red carpet. That was like an A-list event. This is the thing they do where like the Herschelt Humanitarian Award, but people really came out. Cher presented to Diane Warren and Michael Parkinson's got an honorary Oscar. It's the honorary Oscar thing, but people showed up and it was a beautiful red carpet. Jennifer Lawrence.
There's four people left in the final.
Four,
tonight.
Yeah. That's, yeah. There's
it's
four
Gabby, group. Isn't it Gabby?
Gabby Windy.
Our bachelor,
the baby, yep. The Wayne, ghost voice whisperer.
Wayne yeah. Brady, and yep. then Shangala.
Yes, Shangala.
Shangala, and then Charlie.
D'Amello, the TikToker.
Yeah,
the TikToker.
Those are the four people. Left.
Twitter continue to be operating tonight because that's where I'm going to have to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? It came back for you, Laurie.
Yeah. Oh, got a Tesla stock drop faster than. How about that? They've had 19 recalls in 2022.
Oh, well, if.
19 recalls.
Tesla, yeah.
That's a lot of recalls, you guys.
That's another conversation for a whole segment if
yeah,
we wanted to.
All right.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.